You know, when you think of a Martin Luther King celebration, you might think of speeches, you might think it's kind of churchy, but that's not you on this occasion.
No, we're kind of taking a different route this time, and although we are indeed gathering to celebrate the life and the time of Dr. Martin Luther King, we're using the music that kind of lifted him up through the days of protests and he had a dream. There was music that was being played, certain kinds of songs that were coming out of his time. And so we're kind of focusing on those songs, music from Memphis to Motown, because, you know, the movement traveled from Memphis, where he started and did a lot of his work, and kind of made its way, you know, through blues and rock and roll and jazz and R&B all the way up to Motown. And I've got two artists with me that are amazing soulful singers, and that would be Julius Collins, and you might know him from Greasy Meal. Then I also have Jesse Larson, who, if you're a fan of NBC's The Voice, you will recognize him from that show. He was one of the, I believe it was the fourth runner-up for his season. So he went really far, did a great job, and he's a very soulful singer. So we are going to have some fun.
As far as the Memphis connection, mm-hmm. We have a song that you recorded a while back called Teach Me Tonight.
That's right. You know, it's one of those soulful renditions, a playful, somewhat playful song. But, you know, it was a song of the era when people needed to be uplifted and were becoming real and true with the words that they were using in their music.
Yeah. This is the perfect spot for me to learn. Come on, show me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, and then bring it on down to the XYZ of it. I know there's so much mystery to it. Come on, teach me tonight.
We're speaking with Ginger Commodore, whose show in honor of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is on the 20th of January at the Dakota in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And you have two guests who will be performing with you. The music of the era, and this is true of any era,
sure.
You know, people say they remember what they were doing through the music. They
yes.
hear a certain song, and they say, oh, I remember what I was doing then.
Absolutely.
And it's connected with everything. It's connected with culture, social movements. And I'm so glad you recorded a while back an Aretha Franklin song called Natural Woman, because that's, you know, when you think of the era, you think of Aretha. And in this case, this is the Detroit part of the equation.
That's right, exactly. You know, there was a time when it could be very possible that Aretha would go into her living room and perhaps be prepared to play piano or sing a song with and or for her family, and Dr. King would be sitting in the chair in her living room. So there was definitely a connection. He enjoyed her singing. He even, from what I understand, built a couple of his speeches based on the things that were played and sung in her living room.
When we think of Dr. King. Are you saying that he was a big music fan?
He was a huge music fan, and actually he loved jazz and he loved R&B. If he heard it a certain kind of way, it might tend to lead him a different direction in the speech he was about to give. A song like Natural Woman would have been inspirational to him if he had been, you know, hearing that and planning something. Most of his speeches were more based on spiritual, gospel kind of aspect. But we don't know what he would have come up with if he heard a song like Natural Woman.
Oh, babe, what you done to me? Close to you, you make me feel so alive. You make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
How does it make you feel to be honoring Dr. King through a set of songs that were popular in his era?
I absolutely love the idea of it because of the songs, the lyrics. I've done most of these songs in my lifetime, and they have a particular meaning to me as a musician and as a woman and as an African-American, as someone who cares about community. Any kind of concept that helps to gather us together and keep us moving forward, I'm for that. So these songs are right up my alley. I love every one of them.
Ginger Commodore heads up the celebration of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King at the Dakota in Minneapolis, 7 p.m. Monday night, January 20th. For information about the show, the web address is dakotacooks.com. Ginger Commodore's website is located at gingercommodore.com, and Ginger is on Facebook as well. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Yes. All right.